Learn English with Linguistov.ru. Pre-intermediate. Learning new words and expressions. Episode 14. He will regret this. Hello again. Today we will look at a few useful words and expressions, as well as passive voice. Please listen to the dialogue first.
Mary, why isn't the TV on? I wanted to watch the news. Switch it on.
It's broken. It is not switched off. It is broken.
What happened? Did you break it? You know that it is one of Matt's belongings.
It's his own fault. He said he was leaving me.
Oh my God.
And I took my baseball bat. I wanted to hurt him, but then thought about the consequences and chose to crash his TV instead of his head.
Good thinking. But what else did he say?
He told me he couldn't go on pretending anymore. He needed to leave me. He had run out of patience and said I was violent. I'm not violent.
You're not violent. I'm sorry he caused you so much pain. Maybe he just doesn't deserve such a wonderful girl as you. You should just get over him.
He will regret this.
Now, let's look at some new words and expressions. To be on or to be off means to be switched on or to be switched off. For example, when I came home, the lights were off. You shouldn't leave your stove on when you go away from your apartment. Belongings. Belongings are things that belong to somebody. They are possessions. For example, when she escaped the country, she left all her belongings in her house. That means she left everything that she had in her house. It's your fault. It's your fault means you have only yourself to blame. Something happened only because of you. It's your fault. If you hadn't phoned me, I wouldn't have crushed the car. That is, I crushed the car just because of you, because you called me. It was his fault. I hit him because he said I was ugly. Consequences. Consequences are results of actions. Before doing something, you should always think about the consequences, which means you should always think what can happen afterwards. He always says what he means, without thinking about the consequences. Good thinking. When you say good thinking, you like and agree with the way the person thinks. It is close to good idea. For example, let's go out to dinner. Oh, good thinking. Which means, I like the way you think. To go on doing something. To go on doing something means to continue doing something. I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go on. You should go on learning English. There is no point in stopping if you have already started. To pretend. To pretend means to give an impression of doing something. I pretended I was sleeping. It means I wasn't sleeping, I was just giving an impression of sleeping. Don't pretend you don't like the doors. I know you love them. She pretended as if she didn't know him. To run out of something. To run out of something means not to have something anymore. For example, we ran out of bread means we had no more bread left. We drove until we ran out of gas. I have run out of paper. I must go and buy some more. To cause something to somebody means to be the reason of something.
For example, her words caused me pain. That is, her words were the reason of the pain that I felt. Or, he always causes trouble, means he is the reason of this trouble. To deserve. To deserve means to be worthy of something, to be good enough to get something. They gave this actress an Oscar, but she didn't deserve it. That means she didn't do anything worthy to get this Oscar. Leo DiCaprio deserves an Oscar, but they don't give it to him. The next expression is to get over somebody. To get over somebody means to forget about somebody, to stop thinking about somebody. We usually speak about girlfriends, boyfriends. For example, she was the love of my life and I can't get over her. You can also get over something. I lost the match, but I soon got over it. I failed the test, but I got over it very quickly. She got over her illness really fast. To regret. To regret means to feel sorry that something happened or didn't happen. He caused me pain. He will regret it because I will definitely do something bad to him. She looked sad after I told her that I was going to move to Brazil. I regretted that I made her upset. And now some grammar. There was a sentence in the dialogue. It is broken. This is an example of passive voice. Let's compare. The boy broke the vase, and the vase was broken by the boy. Passive voice shows the action that is done to the subject. If you want to add who did this action, you just use preposition by. For example, if Mary painted the wall, you say the wall was painted by Mary. When you want to show the instrument with which the action was performed, you should use preposition with. The wall was painted with dark blue paint. The TV was broken with a baseball bat. Now, let's listen to the dialogue once again.
Mary, why isn't the TV on? I wanted to watch the news. Switch it on.
It's broken. It is not switched off. It is broken.
What happened? Did you break it? You know that it is one of Matt's belongings.
It's his own fault. He said he was leaving me.
Oh my God.
And I took my baseball bat. I wanted to hurt him, but then thought about the consequences and chose to crash his TV instead of his head.
Good thinking. But what else did he say?
He told me he couldn't go on pretending anymore. He needed to leave me. He had run out of patience and said I was violent. I'm not violent.
You're not violent. I'm sorry he caused you so much pain. Maybe he just doesn't deserve such a wonderful girl as you. You should just get over him.
He will regret this.
He surely will. True story.
Thank you for listening. For more learning activities and useful information about the English language, go to our website www.lingvistov.ru.